The Cape Breton Regional Library is getting a major upgrade. Construction could start by late spring and wrap up by 2028 for a central library on the waterfront near the marina in downtown Sydney, replacing the current structure. Mayor Cecil Clark says council is focused on establishing a modern community hub.
It's one of those projects that, again, has been necessary, and we had to come and be creative about it because a standalone bill wasn't realistic. But I think what we achieved here tonight will serve, as I say, future generations and be a catalyst to bringing people into our community for many purposes.
The development includes 138 residential units, commercial waterfront space with the library as the anchor tenant on the ground floor. Clark says it's a one-of-a-kind in the country.
It also addresses much-needed housing, and it also provides for commercial space and puts more people in the downtown core. Having the central library as a signature piece, I believe this will be the only library of its type in Canada that's cantilevered floor-to-ceiling glass over our harbour. So just that alone will be a reason to attract people into the central library.
Librarian Lisa Mulak was among about 30 people applauding after the unanimous vote in the council chambers.
An iconic building on the waterfront. It's amazing, right? And I think a purpose-built space will provide a lot more advantages than renovating or adding on to a space like the McConnell Library that was proposed at one point. And with accessibility now to a space that's one level is ideal.
As for the previous location, Chief Engineer Wayne McDonald says the McConnell Library in downtown Sydney, built in 1960, is still a prime location and it could be a multi-use fixture next to the community college.
I'm hoping with our current housing crisis to have another residential development, might be a residential development with downtown with a commercial on the main floor.
McDonald says the waterfront development could bring in enough tax revenue to offset the expenses for a 20-year lease. The library will cost about $50 million. Civic officials say fundraising and support from all levels of government are required. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.